This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to all of
give
you.
Me $40 million a year, baby.
You too, Seth. Happy Thursday to you as well, my friend. It's good to be with you.
I don't want the happy Thursday. I want the $40 million a year.
I do too, man. I do too. If you're just waking up, you may not have heard the news. And this is not a, have you heard the good news? I don't know if it's good news, bad news, whatever. I think it's news that everybody was resigned to in terms of Alex Bregman no longer being a Houston Astro. But man, the contract that he got from the Boston Red Sox that he agreed to, it was reported last night, he agreed to yesterday, I'm assuming. Alex Bregman will be a member of the Boston Red Sox 3 years, $120 million a year, with opt-outs after each season. So we can talk about whether he's going to opt out. We can talk about it. There's a lot to get into with this. But the biggest thing to me, Seth, like the thing that popped on the headlines, Alex Bregman is among the 6 or 7 highest paid players in baseball based on average annual value. He and Scott Boras wound up playing this thing, I would say, almost perfectly, in my opinion.
He's tied with Judge for being the sixth largest contract or average per year in Major League history. So he and Aaron Judge with a much longer contract, obviously, 9 years. But the fact that he got that plus an opt-out after every year, I mean, I can't be angry at him. That's a hell of a lot of guaranteed money, but also with the ability to be a free agent if you put in an MVP caliber season or something. And we were talking about it before the break. You were talking about just how good that ballpark's going to be for him.
Oh, yeah. He is going to pepper the Green Monster. I said to Seth before we came on the air, I said, if you can find a prop bet out there for Alex Bregman, this is a very specific prop bet, but I'm assuming it exists somewhere, leading the league in doubles, go find that one, because he is going to, even with his normal April and May slump, he'll hit 50 doubles in that ballpark for sure.
I'll tell you what, the other thing too, we always talk about, I guess it's less and less of a talking point with each passing year, but all right, what's it like for a guy from the Astros when he goes to other teams where there's so much hatred league-wide for the Astros amongst fan bases? Players don't give a damn anymore.
Right.
But, I mean, Boston's got to be the best choice, right, for anybody that was on the 2017 Astros team?
Oh, yeah.
Alex Cora's up there. They had their own little shenanigans. Yeah. There's nobody. I feel like Boston's the place that has the least reason to hold anything against anybody when it comes to all of that.
The least amount of hypocrisy. Yeah, probably so. Yeah. Probably so. So
he becomes one of the least cheating players on that team right now.
I don't even know.
That's the way I'm going to look at it.
I wonder how many guys are still left on that team from back then. Probably not that many. The Red Sox have been many different iterations of the Red Sox in the last 7 years. They've been good. They've been bad. They've been champions. They've been, yeah. So 3 years, $120 million. I guess just to contextualize the marketplace, I've not seen any official reports other than just, you know, Ari Alexander, two sources that said the Astros sweetened their deal. But I've not seen any specific numbers on it. So let's just assume that the deal the Astros had on the table was 6 years, 156. The other offers reportedly for Alex Bregman, the last three teams standing were reportedly the Cubs, the Tigers, and the Red Sox. We know that the Red Sox ultimately agreed to 3 years, $120 million, with opt-outs after each year. The largest deal of those three in terms of years and total money was the Detroit Tigers, who went up to 6 years and a little over $170 million. They had an opt-out clause after two seasons, so that's a pretty good deal. You know, $28 million a year, opt-out yeah. after two seasons. And then the Cubs offered 4 years, $120 million, and that was $30 million, so that's the second highest offer. And that had opt-outs after the second and third season. So both the Tigers and the Cubs wanted Bregman to stick around for at least 2 years under their deals. The Red Sox are like, man, we'll flirt with you for a year, and then you can opt out again. I look, regardless of which team he signed with, and I cannot believe he's getting $40 million a year, Alex Bregman. He's a very good baseball player, but wow, to see
his
name,
Aaron Judge.
To see his name, Seth, alongside Judge and Shohei and all these other names, you know, like in that top echelon, is really jarring to me, and congratulations to him. I never thought in any of these deals with these opt-outs that Alex Bregman was going to go out and get more than he was already making under that deal. Like he's definitely not opting out. I don't know. I don't say definitely about anything. I just said the guy's going to hit 50 doubles at Fenway. He'll probably hit 30 home runs too. But if I had to bet, I would say that he's going to play out this deal, this 3 year deal with the Red Sox for $120 million. And probably still, almost definitely still, make up the difference of these six-year deals that he had on the table.
Like, yeah, I think that
he's definitely getting 50.
Or,
he's definitely getting 50 or 60 more on the back end of this three-year deal from somebody.
No, I think he's hedged. He's not betting on himself. He's hedging on himself. Yeah. It's a boatload of guaranteed money over 3 years. He's got opt out. So at any given point in these 3 years, if he looks like he's on fire or something, or there's something out, Boris can be whispering to people behind the scenes. So I have to do what I never wanted to do and acknowledge that Scott Boras handled this pretty damn well.
Yeah, I think Bregman wins here, man. I think Bregman wins, and I think they. You know, they get it done right before pitchers and catchers start reporting here.
I also blame Carlos Correa for setting a good precedent for the opt-out scenarios. That,
these types of deals?
Yeah. I blame him. I blame Correa, so now I hate him even more than I don't really hate him that much.
That hate part I am curious about. Now, you and I just went through all the administrative part of this contract and what the money is and how we think Bregman is going to do in Boston. The part I'm really curious about is how people feel, you know, like this morning about, but people, we know, Seth, through the course of the last few weeks of this negotiation, the majority of Astro fans that we interacted with were either upset or done with Bregman or name calling or whatever. I'm curious, now that we know what the answers to the test are, now that we know what the ultimate deal became, I can't fault Alex Bregman, and thus I'm not really angry with Alex Bregman.
No, and I think a part of it, too, is Chandler Rome had pointed out in his article yesterday that one of the conditions of the CBA is that a team is not allowed to say that they're out on a player, on a free agent, which is funny. That's a pretty good little wrinkle the players negotiated in there. But so the Astros technically aren't even allowed to say they're out on a player or they're not in it anymore. And in hindsight, looking at it, the other part that's been annoying me is the reports that the Astros never rescinded their offer. Like, all right. I mean, that's is that something you normally do? Like, hey, by the way, offer's off the table, bro.
We all wanted them to.
You can rescind an offer at any time.
I wanted them to.
I know, but if Scott Boras calls back, he's got to say, like, hey, is that deal still good?
Right.
It's not. The Astros can rescind it whenever the hell they want.
Yeah.
So I think the Astros, by and large, have been pretty much out on this, but they're not allowed to say so. And if there was a possibility they were going to keep the window open, the fact that this deal makes a lot of sense financially for Bregman, I think that actually helps. It's weird. We've come a long way in terms of athlete free agency, where it used to be any player that left in free agent was just a greedy, selfish bastard.
Yeah.
Now it's like, well, hey, it makes sense. You know, as a businessman, if he had left for a deal worse than what the Astros offered him, then I would have been PO'd because that would have felt like a personal slight. This deal makes very good financial sense.
Yeah, I think people, if he had left for the Cubs deal, 4 years, 120, I would have been agitated by that because it's right in the neighborhood with the Astros.
But it had an opt-out, though, too.
It had an opt-out. You know? Yeah, yeah, like just agitated. There are people legitimately angry over the last few weeks over this whole thing. Yeah. And I'm curious if now that we know what the deal looks like, if they still feel that way, you know?
I'll tell you what. I mean, just to put it in terms of how lucrative this is on a per-year basis, it's the sixth highest contract average per year in Major League Baseball history.
Yeah.
If you take away the Mets spending splurges, because they're just spending money like drunken sailors,
yeah,
it's the third highest. It's tied with Judge for the third highest.
Yeah.
But you add Scherzer, Verlander, and Soto into that,
yeah,
which obviously Soto is a more of a real, actual one.
Yeah.
Scherzer and Verlander were the, like, yeah, we're going to spend anything, whatever it takes, we're going to spend like crazy.
Yeah, so I would look at it like it's the fourth highest contract with that context.
Fourth highest real contract. And then, you know, in amongst position players as well. Well, if you want to call Shea Ohtani, whatever he is.
He's a position player right now, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we take out Freaks of Nature and the Mets,
okay,
it's
maybe the best.
Second highest.
It's second high. So who's on the list? You got the list in front of you.
It would be Zach Wheeler with the Phillies.
Okay.
So if you take him out, it's the highest amongst. If we take out Freaks of Nature and the Mets
and pitchers,
it's the highest.
This is the highest contract in Major League history for someone who could walk around society and not be gawked at. Or a pitcher.
The position player who's not a freak of nature. And I won't, you know what, I won't call Shohei Ohtani. Partly he's getting paid because of the pitching side of it. So
he is.
Basically, we just call it that. The non pitcher who's not Soto.
It's the highest paid contract for anybody who can just walk through a mall without anybody noticing them. Alex Bregman. He just looks like a regular
dude. Judge who totally gets noticed.
Yeah, totally gets noticed. Texts are rolling in.
Too soft to play football? Is that your deal? That's what I would say, too.
Texts are rolling in. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Question, do you think if he has another agent who doesn't care about getting the highest contract, would he have come back to the Astros? No. Scott Boras, I don't know if we talked about this on the air or off the air yesterday, Seth. Scott Boras has proven in negotiations with actual Houston Astros that he will do the bidding of his client. And his client's name is Jose Altuve. Like, Jose Altuve...
Twice.
Could have made more money and had bigger contracts at various points in his career. And he opted to sign 5-year deals with the Astros that were probably a little below what he might have been able to get on the open market.
Yeah, the only time I ever said we might want to blame Scott Boras is if Scott Boras had misgauged the market and that Alex Boras was getting bad advice. It's very clear now that Scott Boras was giving Alex Bregman very good advice.
Yes.
And he didn't misgauge the market. My biggest wish in all of this was to have the ability to crush Scott Boras, and I can't do it. No, he works for Alex Bregman.
Yep.
This is what Alex Bregman wanted. Don't try to deceive yourself into thinking that somehow, poor innocent Alex Bregman was led down the path to greed and avarice by Scott Boras.
No, this is a really good deal. A text message, still love Bregman, but hope he crashes and burns. That's where I am. I'm not rooting for Bregman. Unless I place that prop bet that I talked about, then I hope he bats 200, but it's all doubles. I'm placing a prop bet on him leading the league in doubles, playing in Fenway with the Green Monster right there.
Well, if he crashes and burns or if he's not worth this contract, then the Astros made a really good decision.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the best you could say.
Yeah, and I think you could argue that just not having, like, would you have won 6 years, $156 million, and you're way over the competitive balance tax? Would you have been super psyched about that if you're an Astros
fan? No, I would have been, especially when we look at the fact that the Astros had already stretched for Jose Altuve.
Yeah.
And that was on a very, again, Altuve's deal this time around is very team-friendly.
Front-loaded,
His salary is, it goes down to what you should realistically expect from a Jose Altuve when he's 37 years old.
Yeah, he's making $10 million a year the last 2 years of that deal. So, you know, in 3 years. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So that's the big news. Keep weighing in on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. Alex Bregman, $40 million a year over 3 years with the Boston Red Sox. So we'll talk plenty about that today. If you haven't heard, Seth and I are on our way to spring training. The final week of February. Unfortunately, they don't play the Red Sox that week, but we're looking forward to heading down there. Let's touch on the Rockets last night. Nice win, I would say, for the Rockets last night. They've got some decisions to make here coming pretty soon. We'll get into that and a whole lot more. We got a lot of football to get into today. Nick Caley meets with the media. You'll hear that on Sports Radio 610 during the afternoon at 1 o'clock today.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
A lot of thoughts rolling in on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line on Alex Bregman. We'll get to all of them here in just a second. Hey, quick mention, too, of our big contest that we've got going on. Listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app for an hour each day. Well on your way right now if you tuned in at 6 a.m. today. You listen for an hour each day. That's your entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. If you win, you and three friends are headed to Circa in Vegas. Premium sports viewing destination. Their sports book is incredible. The stadium swim is really, really cool as well. It's for the College Basketball Championship Tournament. That's when it is. It's going to be in March when we send you there. If you win, plus you'll have an extra $20,000 in your pocket to spend while you're in Las Vegas. Just download the Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day, and you'll get your daily entry to the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. If you're just getting up, just getting in your car, Alex Bregman is a Boston Red Sox. He signs a three-year, $120 million deal. That math is correct if you're listening. Alex Bregman will be making $40 million a year for each of the next 3 years if he chooses to remain in that contract, because the Red Sox also give him the ability to opt out of that deal. So a lot of questions coming in, a lot of comments on that we'll get to. We should touch on the Rockets, who seem to have straightened things out a little bit after the six-game losing streak. They win an ugly game on Sunday against the Toronto Raptors, which we'll take, given they've lost six in a row. And then last night, it was an undermanned Suns team. There was no Devin Booker in that game last night. But Kevin Durant was really, really good last night, and the Rockets found a way to punch back in the fourth quarter, and they win 119-111. Very un-Rocket-like, bizarro Rockets. They outscored the Suns 35-19 in Q4 last night.
Yeah, and nice they did it. They were blitzing Kevin Durant. After Royal Ivy had, I like listening to him. He did an interview at the half with Vanessa.
He's mic'd up, too. He's good mic'd up.
Yeah. He's really good while you're mic'd up. But he talked about how they needed more physicality. They needed to be more aggressive. And in the fourth quarter, this Rockets team that's been a bad defense in the fourth quarter in 2025, they shut down. They made life uncomfortable for Kevin Durant.
Yep.
After Kevin Durant had kind of been having their way with him, so that was nice to see. That was really nice to see. And Kevin Durant, big fan of the Houston Rockets. That was nice to hear too.
Well, that was nice to hear. He's the Rockets at one of the betting sites that I saw yesterday. You know, they've got odds on where Kevin Durant could be playing next year. This is a new thing in betting, man. Like, where's this guy going to play next? I love that all the player movement has become, like, major gambling fodder.
Yeah.
The Rockets are the favorite. If Kevin Durant plays somewhere other than Phoenix next year, the Rockets are the favorite to land him. And of all these stars that could get moved, if the Rockets were to make a move, I think there's an argument to be made, but just stand pat with what you got. And I'm anxious to see this group play in the postseason, Seth, before I make any knee-jerk, you got to go get this guy reactions, because the postseason is just different basketball than the regular season. But like, Kevin Durant's a guy that can fit in. You know what I mean? He's obviously one of the greatest scorers of all time. He's not a guy who needs to be ball dominant and just completely reshuffle the chemistry or the deck, I think, in order to incorporate him. And if I think he come here and average 25 or 30 a game, and it's still a pretty seamless operation with the young guys that they've got here.
He said he's been, quote, keeping tabs on the Rockets.
He should. Yeah, he should.
He worked out in the summer with Jabari Smith and Jalen Green, and he was talking about how good their work ethic was.
Forgot about
everything.
Jabari Smith. I remember that guy.
He's coming back, man.
Yeah. That's been the big debate. Jabari Smith, does he get his job in the starting lineup back when he comes back?
Yeah.
I say no. I would leave Amen Thompson in the starting lineup.
the other thing about Kevin Durant, not to get, you know, all the way ahead to 2025-26, but he was gushing about Udoka. Udoka was gushing about Durant because they were together with the Nets, you know?
Yep.
And I think Durant definitely, as would a lot of NBA veterans, I think, look at the Rockets as, oh yeah, I could be that guy. Durant could be the guy. Instead of teaming up with a bunch of other superstars or what have you, this could be Durant coming to the Rockets and being the magical thing that puts them over the top.
Yeah.
Which was probably pretty appealing to him.
It probably extends his personal window longer than other teams would, as opposed to teaming up with two other old guys. You know, you come to a team where the core is a bunch of, I mean, by the time Durant would get here, the guys that all matter on this team are still under the age of 23. You know, like,
like
a lot of these guys, are just, like the two guys that just got major contracts in the offseason, Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün, just became legal to drink within the last year and a half or so.
Right, you know? And especially, okay, you're going to, if Durant were to come, they're going to lose one or two of those athletic wings that they have, but they've got a lot of long athletic wings that can load manage a little bit with Durant. Yeah, I could. Yeah, I think they could make a really nice pitch to him to make it happen.
I do too.
And, yeah,
I do too. So that was nice. And they play back to back again. What the hell? This schedule has been crazy for the Rockets. Warriors coming to town tonight. Warriors lost to Dallas last night. So they're going to come in, I would think, a little angry.
I was really dumb about my Durant load management theory for last night. I thought that Durant, because he'd missed a few games, and then he played two nights ago. I completely forgot about the All-Star break. He doesn't play again for a while.
And there were other guys.
Not real basketball, at least.
Well, and the Suns were under man to begin with last night, which neither you nor I paid attention to that. Like, Durant, you know, Durant was doing a lot of the heavy work. Man, the replay of the game is on in studio here. I'm like, oh, Ty Washington, he was a first round pick for the Rockets back in the day. He's running around for 30 minutes out there last night for the Suns, it felt like. All right, so the Rockets win last night. Warriors come into town tonight to Toyota Center on a back-to-back. All right, let's get to y'all's thoughts here on Alex Bregman. 3 years, $120 million with the Boston Red Sox. Opt-outs available for Bregman if he wants them after each of those seasons. So he gets a monster average annual value, and he gets total control over where he plays over the next few years. He can stay in Boston. My prediction is he plays out that contract in Boston, because I don't know that there's another team. There wasn't another team, Seth, willing to go above $30 million this time around. Like, this is clearly the Red Sox feeling like we're on the cusp. We've got to compete with the Yankees. You know, so this is a major splurge for the Red Sox.
Okay, and the other thing, remember, the biggest appeal to Bregman are all these things that don't necessarily show up on the box score in terms of leadership, just how smart he is, the tips he gives other guys. Alex Cora knows that perfectly well. And I think the Alex Cora dynamic, I would imagine, is a big one here. When they're talking to Alex, I'm sure Alex Cora was gushing to the front office about exactly what he could bring to that lineup. And it's a smart deal. I think it's the way they're going in sports in general, is teams are realizing, you've really seen this like with the Texans in the NFL, a boatload of money on a short-term contract, it can be really enticing to guys, and that it's also safer for the team. So that you get this dynamic where, yeah, it's a boatload of money, but it's only a three-year deal.
Yeah.
And we're not on the hook for a guy and that's where I come back to the Astros side of it, and I wonder, would the Astros have had an appetite for being more aggressive in total money but on a shorter term deal, since what they really fear is the long term deal?
Maybe. Text message: I tossed his jersey in the trash last night. Well, that's somebody could use that jersey, sir or ma'am. Okay, or do the Astros, I know some teams do like trade-ins on jerseys or whatever, you know, like if you bring your jersey back, they give you a discount. I don't know if the Astros are one of those teams. Bregman won money-wise. This is a text to the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. Bregman won money-wise. The Astros won player-wise. I'm tired of the pure greed involved in modern-day sports. That's interesting to me, because I feel like the tired of the pure greed thing has been going on for like ever since free agency became a thing for like 30 years
and
now.
The whole thing you have to remember, too, is it's not like it's new to professional sports. It's that the players have gotten more of the ability to try to get as much money as possible. You know, Joe DiMaggio holding out wasn't because his love of the game. He wanted more money.
Yes.
It's players have, going back through history, there have been plenty of players that wanted the most money possible. It's just that now they get to actually exercise
They get
it more.
To exercise
and it. It's been 40 years.
That's what's interesting.
It's been for 40 years, yeah.
Right, that's what's funny to me is, like, what's the tipping point for somebody on this? You know what I mean? Like, it's been going on for... I feel like they're greedy and I'm done and you've been done for a while, or, like, now this is the tip. Maybe because it's your guy and he's getting so... let's call it what it is, overpaid. Like, they're overpaying Alex Bregman. When you're $10 million above the next highest bidder, you're overpaying for the guy. Now, and this is another reason, Seth, a few texters pointing out why this is a major overpay by the Red Sox. Reportedly, he's going to be moving to second base. You know, Rafael Devers is their third baseman there. He's going to be moving to second base. I mean, let's face it. Part of the profile of Bregman that makes him a really good baseball player is he's a gold glove third baseman, which is a more premium defensive position than second base is. You know, you don't have to be nearly as the overall package defensively doesn't need to be nearly as good at second base as it does on the hot corner over there. And yeah. they're paying him premium plus a high percentage to play second base for them, not the position that he's a gold glover at.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's a
major overpay.
I guess for one, you can hate Alex Bregman, and I don't mean to downplay whether or not a fan should care about the greediness of baseball. This is something that a lot of people go through in life, Sean. And whoever texted that, this is what I would tell you. You're going to get over it. Usually this is what happens. Usually around about the when a guy's in his 40s, he'll realize like, hey, wait a minute. Sports actually doesn't matter all that much at all. You know what I'm going to lean into? Current affairs. And then you'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have fun with your mental health.
We'll keep the store open for you. We're not closing it.
Yeah. I'm never going to drink another beer again.
You'll be back.
And your wife yaps off to you. Like, hey, so where's that damn beer I hid when I said I was never going to drink it again?
That's great. That's great. Can't be mad at Bregman. This is a text message. Can't be mad at Bregman. He got $40 million a year. LOL. That LOL made me laugh a little extra for some reason. So how should we need to poll this, Seth, on Twitter. How do we frame the poll? The poll is about emotion with Astro fans, right? Like, how do you feel about this? How do I frame this?
I think judging by the response, the early response of some of our listeners, maybe it should be as simple as, are you mad at Alex Bregman for deciding to leave?
Okay.
No, it makes good business sense for him.
Okay, so a simple yes, no. Two choices.
Are you mad at Alex Bregman for leaving?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes and no.
I'll put that up during the break. Now that the deal is done, text message, tell me, how did Paredes compare to Bregman offensively last year? I'm hoping this thing turns out to be similar to Peña taking over for Correa. Bobby from Katy. Well, let's be clear. Like, Peña has never reached Correa's best seasons offensively. But Peña is a capable offensive player. He's an average offensive player.
Did he ask about Peña or Paredes?
He brought up Peña as sort of an example, like, hey, is this going to be similar to Peña taking over for Correa? No, the question is, now that the deal is done, how did Paredes compare to Bregman offensively last year? You've got that I'm looking it up right now look on your face.
Oh, well, no, as far as, I mean, I think with Paredes and Bregman, there's a lot of similar, like, smart, like, good judgment at the plate and everything else. If you look at Bregman last year, I mean, Bregman last year was still incredible with his judgment at the plate. Yeah. Like, his whiff rate was in the 98th percentile. His strikeout rate was in the 94th percentile. Yeah. If you look at just the advanced bat stats, he was only a 54 batting running value, whereas Paredes was actually in the 77th percentile.
Yeah, this is what I would say about Paredes, because Paredes was an all-star last year. Yeah. Granted, an all-star on a bad team. I think he was the only Tampa Bay Ray to make it, so each team's got to have one. He was very good offensively 2 years ago. He had an 840 OPS, and he had almost 100 RBIs, over 30 home runs. He was, overall last year, he had a 739 OPS, but he got traded to the Cubs before the trade deadline, and he was horrible playing for the Cubs. I know one big reason they like Paredes and they like Christian Walker is that their swings are tailor-made for Minute Maid Park. They're big-time pull hitters.
And Bregman was a better overall hitter than Paredes last year. Just like by a good margin.
Yeah.
In a lot of respects, it's just he brings some of the same things to the table, like his run value that I cited. That's a little bit misleading when you look at just actual old like batting average and ex-woba and all that stuff.
Yeah. The ex-woba just came out in our baseball discussion.
That's right. I'm leaning into baseball nerd Seth.
I love it.
By the time I get to West Palm Beach, I'm gonna be a walking IBM machine, Sean. You're gonna be feeding punch cards into my mouth.
Insufferable geek.
And I'll be pooping out gold.
I can't wait. I'm optimistic about Paredes as an Astro offensively, just because of what we just cited. Like, he's, you know, the analytics guys research this stuff, and he's got a hitting style and a swing that's very much made for Minute Maid Park. And then last season, going to the Cubs, getting traded, hitting poorly there. Like, okay, that's change of scenery doesn't do people good sometimes. And maybe Paredes was one of those guys. If Houston gave Bregy that deal, what would that look like with the CBT for Houston? It would annihilate the competitive balance tax threshold. If they 40 million for Bregman this year, they're already only like 8 million under it right now.
Yeah,
they'd have been they were already going to be way over it if he signed the deal that was on the table from the Astros.
Right, which is whether it was on the table or not. The phrasing about the way all of that is reported is that, like, the offer is still out there, and now it's like they never rescinded the offer. Like, all right, man, you can rescind an offer as soon as Scott Boras calls back and be like, hey, we want that deal.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, Scotty.
I just, my thing was just reading Dana Brown in these press conferences, and he's pretty open book as GMs go. I mean, it's remarkably so, I think, at times. He never, ever acted or had body language or diction of somebody that was enthusiastic about bringing Bregman back on that deal.
And I'm really glad that Chandler Rome put this in his story yesterday, the little wrinkle in the CBA that a team isn't even allowed to say they're out on a free agent.
I didn't know that, man.
You're not allowed to say, oh, we're out on that player.
Yeah.
So from the player's standpoint, that's theoretically gives them more leverage in general because their agents can lie and say, like, oh, yeah, the Astros are totally. Your agents can go to teams and say, like, oh, or go to reporters and say, oh, yeah, the Astros are totally still giving us that offer.
Yep, yep.
I can't imagine an agent ever being so unethical.
All right.
Let's get to
headlines coming up next. We'll circle back to Bregman if you're just getting in your car now. We'll circle back to the Rockets as well. We got a press conference coming up today too, pretty big one. New OC in town, Nick Caley.
Woo,
so we'll get to all that. We'll do that coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, big news this morning. It is Astros related. Alex Bregman has left for the Boston Red Sox. 3 years, $120 million. That, you heard that right. Alex Bregman is getting $40 million a year. He's getting the same average annual value as Aaron Judge, the MVP of the league. He has opt-outs after each of those seasons with his Red Sox. It's a really good deal. Alex Bregman, for everybody who was angry that Alex Bregman was delaying this thing and dragging it out and dragging it out, that's what free agency is. You drag it out for as long as you can to get the best deal you can, and he wound up with a really good deal. I'm more angry that his salsa is so bad than I am that he's leaving for the Boston Red Sox.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy. He's going to be foisting that crap salsa on the people of Massachusetts who don't know any better.
That's right.
He's like, it's great with clams. That's what they do in Texas, y'all.
Yeah. They're going to say y'all.
He's going to show up wearing a cowboy hat and a Western shirt and act like he knows everything there is to know about. Salsa and baseball, yeah.
These are the things you need to know about this Bregman deal. I just gave you the numbers on it. 3 years, $120 million. Opt-outs after each year. He becomes tied for the sixth highest paid player in baseball on an average annual value basis. The Red Sox visit Daikin Park or Field, or what are we calling it, a stadium? They're visiting Houston August 11th.
Daikinville.
August 11th through the 13th. It's a Monday.
The Dikeopolis.
The Dikeopolis. Right. That's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in August. August 11th through the 13th is when you can come and either choose to boo Alex Bregman or choose to cheer Alex Bregman. I assure you, Alex Bregman will get a robust tribute video that day. And he is worthy of such. So
this is where I am.
Out of our lives.
It. I know you're going to put up a poll about whether people are angry at him or they're cool with it.
Yep.
I'm cool with the fact that it's a really good count. It's the sixth highest average per year in Major League Baseball history. And if you take pitchers out of it, it's the highest alongside of Aaron Judge. So it's a really good deal, especially when you add those opt-outs into it. I was mostly going to be really put out if Alex Bregman went somewhere else for a comparable deal and was consciously saying, like, nope, I just want out of Houston. Nope, don't want him, don't like him. No way, no how. So I'm cool with it. Yeah. It's baseball. We've had free agency for actually going on 50 years, not 40 years now.
Yeah, it's been a while, man.
I've adjusted to it, Sean.
It's been a while, I can tell. Real quick text message on this one. Jim Adler, Texas Hammer text line. No matter how you look at it, Bregman left $40 million on the table. Good luck to signing a new 2 to 3 year contract at the age of 35, totaling over $40 million. He'll end up losing money on this contract compared to the Astros offer. So what this texter is saying is, you had $156 million sitting there from the Astros over 6 years.
Yeah.
You take $36 million over less money overall, but it's over a three-year period. So you got basically you have 3 years to make up another $36 million. plus interest and time value money, blah, blah, blah. I think Bregman at 34, 35, if he's still playing at an average level, given the direction salaries are going in baseball, you telling me he's not going to be able, at the age of 34, Alex Bregman, unless he falls off a cliff, is not going to get 3 years, $45 million from somebody in 2028 or whatever? I disagree with that. And I put it this way, that may very well happen. He may very well fall off a cliff and be a guy who's a journeyman in 3 years. I don't see it happening. I think it's a risk worth taking if you're Alex Bregman.
I think it's the opt-outs are a big part of it, too. It's a hedge. So, yes, he is certainly taking a risk when it comes to guaranteed money, but he's got opt-outs. If Boston really likes him, they might want to do just like what the Twins did with Correa, extend it. If he ends up – and so he's betting on himself, too, that he thinks, man – I'm going to be better than perhaps my overall numbers are going to look better than they were the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But playing second base it's less physically taxing. Maybe he feels like that's going to make a big difference as well. So I don't, but I think the texter could ultimately end up being 100%.
Oh, sure, correct. For sure.
I mean, if you look at the 10th, Nick Horner is the 10th highest paid second baseman. We got to start living in second baseville here.
Okay.
In average per year, he's making $11 million per year.
Okay.
So, like, and he's a young dude.
Yeah.
Jeff McNeil makes $12.5 million per year. He's 30 years old.
Yeah.
So will he play another 3 years? $10+ million after that. I think it's very, very possible.
Very possible. I think the scenario you just illustrated where he opts out after 1 year and then just re-ups with the Red Sox on a much longer deal.
Yeah. That's
what happened with Matt Chapman, who was the blueprint for Bregman in the offseason. You know, he signed one of those deals with the Giants, and he was great for half a season. They're like, oh, here you go. Here's 6 years, $150 million, Matt Chapman.
Dude, now that you put it in second base perspective especially,
mm-hmm.
Xander Bogaerts is the highest paid second baseman at $25 million per year. Now Bregman's making $40 million per year.
Yeah.
That is a gouge for the average annual contract.
Yeah, I wonder how baseball's looking at that. You know, like that sort of position specificity. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Not much as well. They're infielders, yeah. But I like because this is why I'm doing it, Sean. Yeah. I'm doing it for my own ego. Okay. Because part of Bregman's appeal was that he's such a good third baseman.
Yeah.
So you can argue more for it that that's all right. You're getting his arm at third. Yeah. And his defensive ability, plus what he does at the plate,
yeah.
Where now it's just less important.
It's negated.
It's just
a
not
bit.
As vital at second base.
Sure is. Rockets win last night, 119-111 over the Phoenix Suns, which was pretty much Kevin Durant and a bunch of dudes. Manute Bol's kid was out there getting 20-something last night. But the Rockets, they had to play catch-up in this game. They were down by double digits in the second half. Outscored the Suns 35-19 in the fourth quarter of this game. So we have not seen that happen a lot with the Rockets. We've seen the opposite happen with the Rockets this year, Seth, where they're the ones getting outscored 35-19 in the fourth quarter. It was good to see them close last night. Tari Eason was a monster, 25 points off the bench. Amen Thompson had a triple-double, 18, 10, and 11. And Dylan Brooks has been really good this last month and a half. Two huge threes to kind of seal the game late for them, kind of keep it a two-possession game late for the Rockets. So it was good team effort last night.
No, and I think also, I mean, Durant was just taking what he wanted like he was at a seafood buffet for the first part of the game. And they got aggressive versus him in the fourth quarter, and they were able to do that and play aggressive defense as a team. All those things that have eluded the Rockets in the year 2025. It was really nice to see versus a team that, they were down Devin Booker, but it was like, I don't even care. I don't care if it's a good team, bad team,
wins.
Whatever it might be. If I see gritty fourth quarter performances, I'm going to get excited.
Yeah,
about it.
That's a good way to put it. And they win, and the Lakers lose last night. So the Lakers lose to Utah last night. Apparently, a lot of Luka grabbing his shorts and kind of hunched over in the altitude and. A little tired last night. This is what
score
I heard.
Score one for Nico Harrison.
That's right, man. That's right. Stop chanting a fire him or kill him, whatever you're chanting up and down.
No. Keep doing whatever you're doing,
really?
Dallasons.
Yeah. Death threats, yeah.
You really want them to feel better? You want it to be all happy, joy,
I'm mad. You know I'm mad at him. No, of course not. Of course not. Nick Haley presser today at 1 o'clock. I would imagine we will be having that for you here on Sports Radio 610. Texans new OC. D'Amico Ryans will be there too, so there will be some questions, I would imagine, for D'Amico about the direction of the team, especially offensively. So you got that to look forward to today. Frank Okham, former Texan, is named the new assistant defensive line coach.
He was drafted in...
Oh, wait.
I want to say 2008? Okay, yep. 2008.
Yeah.
You should let me guess, Sean.
Sorry
about
that.
It's very rare that I get a number right on this.
Sorry about
this.
That.
Yeah.
He's a teammate of D'Amico Ryans, so that probably helped grease the skids a little bit, I would imagine.
He was a big fella.
Huge. And he's
like 340-ish, wasn't he?
Still is. I love it. Saw some pictures. He's still big. All right. Hey, by listening next hour for a chance to, or be listening next hour for a chance to win tickets to see Zach Topp at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo on March 11th. It's a rodeo ticket Thursday on Sports Radio 610, so stay tuned. All day long, we're giving away tickets to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Up next, Brian McTaggart has three big questions for the Astros. This is good spring training prep for me and Seth before we head down there in a couple of weeks. So we'll hit Brian McTaggart's three big questions. We'll keep digging into the Alex Bregman signing as well. A lot of you weighing in on your feelings on that.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Toyota has been building a legacy of excellence for years. From developing hybrid technology to upping the standards of safety and efficiency, Toyota is always innovating, always making progress. And with Toyota's superior lineup of SUVs in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out an adventure-ready RAV4, designed to be the perfect mix of style, practicality, and go-anywhere attitude. Or test drive a capable and affordable Corolla Cross with the space and available tech to keep you cool and connected. And both RAV4 and Corolla Cross are available with all-wheel drive, giving you the freedom to roam. Quality, reliability, efficiency. That's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.